Welcome to Lesson 2, The Kingdom of God, Understanding Its Dominion. Our objective for the lesson today is to help you to understand the nature, structure, and operation of the Kingdom of God and how its dominion is intended to function in the visible world through ambassadors as legal agents of heaven on earth. Our key scripture today is found in Matthew 6, verse 10. It said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our greetings and blessing, grace and kingdom peace to you, chosen region of eternity. As you embark on this lesson, may the Spirit of Truth unveil the majestic order of God's invisible kingdom, and may your understanding be expanded to walk not just in awareness, but in administration. Let every veil be torn down. Let me tell you, you were not born for religion. You were born for rulership, restoration, and righteous dominion. The unique thought of the lesson, I want you to be clear on something, is that the kingdom of God is not a religious system nor a spiritual abstraction. It is a legal and eternal government, invisible yet designed to be visible through humanity. Dominion is not about power over others, but over restoring divine order in assigned territories. The most dangerous thing in the world, I want you to know that and be clear, be careful, is not a demon, but a believer who does not know the nature of the kingdom they claim to represent. This lesson reveals that God never intended for humans to build religions, but to expand rulership. Without understanding the kingdom's dominion, every spiritual practice becomes misaligned, powerful in emotion, but powerless in impact. Message of the founder. I was not called to convert people to religion. I was commissioned to restore God's government on earth through the reformation of identity and the institution of legal dominion. This lesson is the most critical because if you misunderstand what the kingdom is, then you will misrepresent the king. Listen to me. Dominion is not a doctrine to be debated. It's the original intention of our creation. The invisible kingdom must become visible in our families, work, media, laws, language, and culture. If we, the ambassadors, don't establish it, who will? This is not just a teaching, it's a legal awakening to reclaim earth for heaven. Think deeper. Listen, if God's kingdom is the original government, what are the system one in the world today really rooted in? If we pray, "Thy kingdom come, but build thou lives on fear, debt, competition, and survival," aren't we contradicting heaven's expansion? If dominion is stewardship, not ownership, what kind of administrator of earth have you become? Are you managing or mismanaging your garden? Listen carefully. Religion gave us temples. Kingdom gives us territories. Religions ask God to intervene. Kingdom trains us to govern. Religion waits for heaven. Kingdom reveals it. Introduction. The word kingdom has been reduced in many cycles to metaphors, emotional experience, or shallow slogans. But the kingdom of God is not a poetic phrase. It is not a domination. It is not a doctrine. It is a governmental system, eternal in origin, perfect in justice, and complete in structure. This lesson will take you beyond the veil of traditional teachings and into the original purpose of God for earth, the visible extension of His invisible kingdom. You will discover that dominion is not control, but responsible stewardship. That power is not for self-elevation, but for representation. You will begin to understand the royal architecture behind creation and the vital role of ambassadors in its manifestation. Definition. Kingdom, basileia, territory governed by a king, where his will is law, his word is constitution, and his nature defines culture. In kingdom context, God is the sovereign king, heaven is his throne, government seat, and earth is his colony, assigned to be ruled not by angels, but by mankind in his image and likeness. Dominion, therefore, is not domination. It is the righteous exercise of delegated authority to establish heaven's order, structure, and laws in the visible realm. Content overview. I want you to go ahead and think. Take your pencil or pen to write those points down. First of all, I want you to know that the kingdom is not a religion. It's a government. Before anything, you need to know that God is the king. God is the king. He does not preside over a church service. He governs a kingdom. His agenda is not religious rituals. It is jurisdiction, legal administration, and global order. Christ did not come to start Christianity. He came to restore the government of God on earth. Listen to me. Of the increase of his government and peace, there should be no end. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7, this is what he says. The failure to see God as king has led to a generation of believers who worship with emotion but live without legal authority. I repeat that again. The failure to see God as a king has led to a generation of believers who worship with emotion but live without legal authority. This is what is happening. Number two, the nature of God's kingdom. It's invisible but real. The kingdom cannot be seen with the physical eye, but is more real than any earthly empire. Luke chapter 17 verse 21. As a matter of fact, I want you to note that down. The invisible has been always more real than the visible. It is actually more real than the visible. The invisible is more real than the visible. Eternal in origin. It was not created. It has no beginning or end, immutable in law. Its principles are eternal, not subject to culture or time, holy in operation. Everything in the kingdom functions according to God's nature, love, justice, order, and wisdom. Number three, dominion is delegated authority. When God said, "Let them have dominion," He was not giving men ownership, but governance. Earth is not man's possession. It is His assignment. Dominion means managing, cultivating, and administrating earth as a reflection of heaven. Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28. 4. Ambassadors are agents of the kingdom. An ambassador represents a government, not themselves. I want you to know that, please. You are not called to push a personal brand. You are called to carry the voice, mind, and culture of heaven into earth system. 5. Into earth system. Your dominion is exercised on behalf of the king, not outside of him. 5. Where there is no kingdom, there's chaos. There's nothing else. No debate. No denial on that. Simple. Where there is no kingdom, there is chaos. Every area of your life not under kingdom government will produce confusion, instability, and decline. The evidence of dominion is order, not noise. Whenever the kingdom reigns, there is justice, peace, prosperity, structure, and vision. Reflection questions. What areas of your life are still functioning under foreign systems rather than kingdom government? How do you interpret dominion now that you understand it as delegated responsibility, not personal control? Do your words, decisions, and relationships reflect the culture of the kingdom or the culture of the world? Practical steps for personalization. 1. Audit your environment. List 3 areas of your life, example, finances, relationships, time, and assess whether they reflect kingdom principles. 2. Legal declaration. Write a kingdom declaration over your life, submitting to God's government and rejecting all counterfeit system. 3. Cultural alignment. Choose one habit this week to change so that it aligns with the laws and nature of God's kingdom. Example, forgiveness instead of resentment, generosity instead of greed. 4. Representation plan. Identify one situation where you will represent kingdom order in a chaotic environment. Example, workplace, family tension, community conflict. Application and results. When the kingdom becomes your worldview, your identity transforms from member to regent. You begin to operate from a legal seat, not emotional reaction. The word of God becomes your constitution, not a subjection. In your family, you begin to restore communication, honor, and godly discipline. In your profession, you stop working for money and begin administering purpose with excellence. In your community, you become a legislator of peace, a strategist of justice, and a mirror of divine culture. D. Debate and questions for further engagement. Debate. Can someone truly represent the kingdom of God if they still think like the system of the world? Open question. If the kingdom is a government, what happens when believers treat it like a religion? Exercise based on lesson themes. Kingdom map. Create a diagram showing how God's kingdom influences different spheres of life. Education, business, media, arts, governance, family, etc. Constitutional study. Select three laws from the Bible. Honor, forgiveness, stewardship, and write how they apply legally in your daily life. System displacement. Identify one worldly belief you've held, example, success, status, and write out how the kingdom redefines it. Three simple questions. Number one, what is the primary nature of the kingdom of God? Number two, why is dominion not equivalent to control? Three, what does it mean to reflect the culture of heaven? Four, how do ambassadors differ from religious followers? Five, what are signs that the kingdom is governing an area of your life? Conclusion. The kingdom of God is not coming. It is already here. The question is it governing you? This lesson is not just knowledge. It is legal light. To misunderstand the kingdom is to live outside of a divine jurisdiction and to misrepresent the king. Warning. If you ignore this formation, you may attend church but live outside your kingdom assignment. You may pray but without legal effect. You may serve but misrepresent heaven. Your family, workplace, and influence will be built on stand instead of constitution. The earth is not waiting for believers. It is groaning for ambassadors.